On today's show, Tesla reported its earnings, and the numbers are either great or terrible, depending on which side you're on. Sales of Jeeps are absolutely on fire, and Miami could get a Formula One race. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Tesla reported its first quarter earnings, and depending on which side you're on, the numbers look great or spell doom for the company. Tesla sold 29,997 cars in the first 3 months of the year, only 30 more cars than it sold a year ago. Its revenue hit $3.4 billion, up nearly 26% from last year. And that's a key metric that the Tesla bulls watch. They want to see that top line growing strong. But here's a number that will alarm them. Tesla's gross profit dropped 31%. Unless Tesla gets that turned around in the next quarter, it could be a tipping point for the stock. Even worse, its operating losses more than doubled, losing over $500 million. Its net loss almost doubled, with $784 million in red ink on the bottom line, and it also burned through $700 million in cash. But here's what everyone is really talking about. On an earnings call with analysts, Elon Musk began berating one of the analysts for asking him questions that he said were boring. Instead, he turned to a guy named Galileo Russell, who hosts a podcast on his YouTube channel called Hyperchange. He's an unabashed fan of Elon and Tesla. And after that, no one asked Elon any probing questions about the company's finances. It has got to be one of the most unusual earnings call in the history of the auto industry. And now NHTSA is questioning Tesla's safety claims with autopilot. Tesla points to a 2017 report released by NHTSA that concluded crash rates fell by 40% after Tesla installed autopilot's auto steer function on its cars. NHTSA said it reached that number by using Tesla airbag deployment data. But now it says its crash rate comparison, quote, did not evaluate whether auto steer was engaged and did not assess the effectiveness of this technology. So it sounds like Tesla can no longer make its safety claim. Miami could be in the running to get a Formula One race, and that's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, propulsion solutions that support a clean, energy-efficient world.
While the U.S. could be getting another Formula One race, Miami will hold a vote next week on whether or not to proceed with plans to host an F1 race next year. If approved, the race would be held on the city's streets, likely sometime in October. Miami has previously held an all-electric Formula E race on its streets, so I'm guessing it must have been an overall good experience, and now the city wants the top dogs. Students at the University of Michigan Dearborn are creating an autonomous shuttle for the campus completely in-house. The electrically powered vehicle will transport students and faculty on a predetermined route on the campus. The project, called MDAS.AI, will help researchers better understand autonomous driving and shared mobility in an urban setting. As the project moves along, vehicle-to-infrastructure technology will be added to the shuttle as well. The students are also receiving support from Osram, Phantom Intelligence, Jungo Connectivity, and Vergence Automation, which will supply them with the technology needed to create the self-driving shuttle. And hey, don't forget to join us later this afternoon for Autoline After Hours. Join John and Gary for some of the best insider information in the business. We'll go live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time at Autoline.tv, or you can find us on our YouTube channel. Coming up next, thanks to a refreshed lineup, Jeep sales are exploding in the U.S.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Yesterday, we reported that California, along with 16 other states, in a preemptive move, sued the EPA over potential rollbacks of fuel economy standards. And now Bloomberg reports that automakers will meet with President Trump to try and dissuade him from going to war with those states. While automakers would like some relief from the very aggressive standards, they don't want to deal with different standards in different parts of the country, which could turn into a logistical nightmare for them. Jeep sales in the U.S. are exploding. According to Ward's Auto, last month, the brand sold more than 82,000 vehicles, which is up 20% from a year ago. And through the first 4 months of the year, sales are up 20% as well. And not surprisingly, the newest models in its lineup, the Cherokee, Compass, and Wrangler, are leading the sales charge. Grand Cherokee and Renegade sales are down for the first 4 months of the year. Jeep is also going to come out with a pickup truck and a full-size Grand Wagoneer in the next year, so we expect to see sales keep on climbing. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.